Well, let's go to the Word of God. I want to pick up where I left off last week. I was talking about healing on last week. I want to have some more to say about that. Let me just read as a point of reference Psalms 107:20. It says, He sent forth His word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. I got a fresh revelation on one of my favorite healing scriptures, Psalms 107:20. He sent His word to heal them and to rescue them, deliver them from the grave. Here's my revelation. If the word of God is obeyed, it will remove and rid whatever plagues us. And furthermore, His word will rescue us from the grave. King James Version says from death. The death, here's the revelation tonight. Don't miss it. The death of good health. The grave of mobility, the death of shortness of breath. When we follow the instructions of the word, there is healing, there's recovery. Of course, we know that the word, if we obey it, is good to rescue us from spiritual death. We get eternal life with Jesus when we leave earth. But we can also be healed, restored from the thing that is contributing and accelerating our death date. Now, of course, we love to speak in terms of physical illness, and I think that's because physical illness are the most prominent and prevailing diseases. I dare say that maybe 90% of those of us on the line are at least on one prescription medication or an over-the-counter. So, of course, we relate to that which we deal with on a daily basis. Yet, hear me good, it's not just healing from physical conditions. As I stated on last week, it's behavioral, it's psychological, it's social, it's domestic, it's financial, it's interrelational. So just be encouraged that this word works when we obey it. Now on to what I want to say. Last week I left off reminding us of the John 5 encounter of Jesus with the man he had just healed at the pool. You remember the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus came by and he said he had been 38 years in that condition, and everybody kept getting in before him. And Jesus healed him. And later on, while the fellow was on his way to church, Jesus told him, don't keep on sinning or something worse will happen to you. Sinning is the Greek word hamartano, which means missing the mark. Don't keep offending God. Don't keep depriving yourself of the prize or something worse will happen. Now, I reminded us last week, Jesus did not say what sin or sins the man had committed. It could have very well been nutritional, exercise, rest. What would Jesus say to us today? Well, he would tell us, now, I delivered you from the stroke zone. I got your hypertension under control. I sent you to the doctor, and he outlined a nutritional and exercise plan, and your A Once he is coming down, so don't undo the progress, or else it will be worse the next time. How many times do we pray for relief, healing in areas that we offer no subsequent modifications? Here you are, borderline diabetic, and you constantly treat yourself to sweets. I say humorously sometimes about our Sunday morning greeter here at church, Kelvin. Kelvin Jackson sits at the door and he passes out candy. Isn't that something? He's running your sugar up at the door, and I'm pleading the blood of Jesus for it to come down at the altar. Strange combination, isn't it? You know God has to have a sense of humor. So can we at least cooperate with God? So here's the bottom line. We cannot put all sickness on Satan or on sin. Some of it rests on our senselessness. We keep defying clear and proven efforts to help keep us in health, good financial, good state of mind, and a good mental space. I cannot keep eating myself to death and pleading for Jesus to help get those extra pounds off. You put your name in there too. We cannot continue refusing to go for a daily walk and then beg Jesus to strengthen our legs and build our stamina. We cannot keep waiting for the closest parking space at Walmart and then complain to Jesus that our bones are stiff. Well, my God, we parked at the front door in the no parking zone and left our blinkers running. Shame on us if we borrow someone's handicap parking sticker just to keep from walking from a distance. We're interfering with our healing. So, as the weather improves, I pray that our health professionals here at the church and our Freedom Fit ministry engage our people in some seminars, some exercise, some event. Let's walk. Let's bike. Let's learn how to season our foods without salt. Let's pay attention to learning how to read labels. And let's learn the wonder of the air fryer. Because, listen, this is a fresh revelation. Will Jesus keep healing us time and time again after he has given us so many grace and mercy moments to do the right thing? Now, that's a good spin, I think, on healing. What else can I say about the healing ministry of Jesus? Well, healing had direction. Although Jesus' miracles abounded, Jesus did not perform them indiscriminately. He just didn't go around picking folk out or bumping into them and telling them it was their lucky day. He just did not choose people at random, nor did Jesus always heal everyone who needed healing. Catch that? Back there in that John 5 text, in verses 3 through 5, it says that there were a great number of disabled, sick people at the pool, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. Everybody at the pool was suffering, so why did not he heal them all? Neither did Jesus perform healings upon request. Matthew 12:38-40, it says, Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you." Jesus answered, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah." So you see, just because it was requested was no guarantee it was granted. God always directs healings, miracles toward the purposes previously documented. Healings of Jesus occurred instantaneously with three exceptions. When Jesus healed, they didn't require no recuperative period because the afflicted returned to complete health. No relapses or misunderstandings about healing marked crisis healing. Matthew 9, verse 29 and 30, it says, "Then Jesus touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, will it be done to you, and their sight was restored." Luke 13:13. "Then Jesus put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God." Now, the only three delays in total healing involve mere minutes and no longer. There were the men who were involved in Matthew 8, 22 through 26, the man, rather, and then there was Luke 17, 11 through 19, and there was John 9, 1 through 7. These are the only times in the Bible we see anything other than instantaneous healing. Let me read that Mark 8, verse 22-26 instance. It was the healing of the blind man. Remember, at first touch of Jesus, he saw people as trees walking, but with the second touch, his eyes were open, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. There it is. Healing had direction. Healing of Jesus, with those three exceptions, occurred instantly. And that's where I'm going to stop today by again reminding us he is the same Jesus. Remember Hebrews? The same today as he was on yesterday and will be forevermore. So, may we never lock Jesus into a pattern or into a purpose that he has not authored, authenticated, and authorized in Scripture. Again, he's the author and finisher of our faith. So I want to encourage you, read about the healing patterns of Jesus. Get a Bible that has those passages easily identified, because the more you read and the more you see, it'll save you a lot of frustration and disappointment, misfounded expectations. It'll keep you from accusing God of not doing for you what he did in the Bible days. Just see in the Word where you fit in his pattern, okay? We do not always know who's next because God is sovereign. So we should allow our faith to always declare I'm next in line. He sees my faith. There are others calling on Jesus for the same issues. But listen, I just believe my faith is strong enough that they cannot out-holler me. I'm next in line. So, go ahead and take the risk in being quiet and passive and private and keeping all your issues bottled up to yourself. That is, of course, your prerogative. But as for me, I'll take the risk and let my faith be known. I'll take the risk in hollering. And please, please, lay before the Lord any and all areas of your total being that are diseased. Hallelujah. Next week, I'll conclude with a few more truths about healing. Amen, amen, amen. This is the word of faith which I teach.